Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70.
So our next interview is here. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, great.
Good.
Can you please introduce yourself for us?
I am Franco Sacal. I'm a co-founder of Club Cars, which is a peer-to-peer car rental company. It just simply said it's like an Airbnb for cars.
Wow.
We just launched that in Argentina, in Latin America.
Okay.
And we're planning to expand it very soon to the rest of Latin America. That is our desire.
So how does that work exactly?
Let's see. There's an owner that has a car that doesn't use very much. He just can rent it out, get an extra income. He puts it into the platform. He fills some data. We offer a special coverage insurance, which was one of our toughest jobs, you know, to get a major insurance company that is one of the biggest in Latin America called Sura.
Okay.
So that covers for the period of the rental. Generally, if you have a regular coverage, you don't get to cover for the rental period, you know, because it's a commercial use. So we cover that.
Is there a deposit as well, or
there is we take a security deposit. That it's all online, it's all very simple. Like, we come from the rental industry, so we know how it works, we know the operative parts of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is. Then comes a driver and he just takes advantage of these collaborative economy benefits, which are marvelous.
Does the system vet the drivers? Like, can anybody just sign up, or is there like a screening process for the drivers?
Of course there is. We have a back end and a checkout of every profile that comes in.
Okay.
But anyways, it's internationally available for drivers to come in. I mean, people from the US, from the Europe, or from wherever they want. If they have a valid driver license, we check it out and they are available to drive in club cars. Yeah.
Okay.
So
does the renter determine the price?
The renter can determine the price, yeah. We just suggest it because we know that the market prices. We suggest the price and they offer a price they want, and they offer also the availability they want.
Okay.
They said, okay, I just want it. I can rent it from Monday to Friday, let's say, because I use it on weekends. So they can offer that, and yeah, that's a possibility also, yeah.
Where did this idea come from?
Well, we have one of the biggest players in the U.S., which is Turo. I first started in working in a private equity company where my job was to analyze the purchase of new companies. One of them was Hertz, which is the franchise of Hertz in Argentina.
Okay.
We were about to buy that company, and I fully analyzed that industry, the Latin America industry, and how much there was to grow there. How little innovation was there. So I said, okay, Airbnb for cars is like an obvious idea, and I thought, like, how many benefits the collaborative economy could give to this industry. And it's crazy, you know, like Turo is maybe the fourth biggest player in 6 years. He just have like 230,000 cars listed, which is like the fourth biggest player in rental car industry in the US. It's like insane. And that's where we're heading in Latin America. Like, we see a big opportunity there.
How do you make sure that the car is like safe? Like, for example, because I know that you said that if like someone doesn't use their car that often, how do you know that that's an okay car to drive?
First, every car that is listed needs to have less than 8 years old. So it has to be kind of new. It's not so new, but he has to take many pictures. Actually, the insurance asks for some visual control of that. What we check very in a detailed way is all this information. And we give like many stars or even prices for car owners that do these checkouts. Like, they say they go to the mechanics I tell them, and they see how it works, and if everything is okay, we just put okay. them like as we show it more, you know. Mm-hmm. And also every feedback that they get, like maybe they get a rental and it wasn't so good, so we can just move them from the platform. We don't want owners that are not that don't give a great service and they don't have a car in a good way, you know.
Right. So how far along in the process are you guys? Is this like running right now? Are there multiple users and cars available?
Yeah, we just launched a month ago. After okay. a year and a half working with insurance companies and making the platform and everything, it took like it was really heavy in Argentina. Regulations are very tough, so we overcome that things, and that's great. Yeah, we just launched a month ago, and now we have 30 listed cars, which is very little, but it's a lot in 1 month. So,
yeah,
so we expect it to scale a lot. What we are heading to for the next few months is get more rental, small rental companies, just to make the platform work and move a little bit more,
right?
And give the trust to peers to really explode this market.
I'm guessing that there's a decent amount of paperwork that you have to go through to be able to do this, right? Because I mean, for example, like if I rent a car and then I get pulled over or get into a car accident or something, like you need like your license and registration and everything, like, and the car's not registered to you.
Yeah, and every country has its own regulations on that. In Argentina, yeah, you have to have like a special some special documents for that, and we provide them. We give all the solutions for the drivers to be. Oh, of course, it has to be legal. There are some transportation services companies that in Argentina, they don't do it legally. We want to do it legally, and we want it to be like safe for everyone. We just play by the rules. That's how we think.
So from like start to finish, like how long? I mean, to be finish being that you're actually renting the car.
Yep.
How long would the process take to be actually to rent the car?
So
including like the paperwork and like, I don't know, screening or whatever.
No, you just register in the page, put your data. It's very simple. The process is very simple. It's not hard at all. You just rent it for the period you want. Let's say you want it for a week. The average generally is about 3 or 4 days for the rental period. You get together with the owner. They get together. They check out the state of the vehicle. They get some pictures of it. They sign like a contract that's what they need for to if they get pulled over by the cops. So they sign a rental contract. They just sign it and he goes and he enjoys this rental period, and then he goes back and they check out the state of the car again, if everything's all right, that's it. And well, he will have enjoyed what we think is very important is that there's some authentic thing about renting my own car. I'm giving it to you, and I say, okay, here are the keys of my car. I'm not a big corporation that has like plenty of cars, and everything I care about is money. It's like, yeah, hey, I'm giving you my car. Please play it safely, and I enjoy it and feel how as I enjoy it as a property owner, as a car owner. Please enjoy it as I do, and that's something special behind it. You know, you don't have it in a normal rental car.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it is. I agree.
So
I'm like crazy about mobility solutions. I go like, yeah, I'm passionate.
Yeah, no, I could definitely tell. Yeah. I think this is a great idea. I just lost my question. Honestly.
Again.
It happens.
What a century of fire.
I like the idea.
But
no. Okay. There's no buts. Yeah, I think awesome. It's a good idea. So where do you see this going? What's the next couple steps you guys have to make?
Okay, so we have to make a big communication impact.
Right.
For Argentina, this is a cultural barrier that we have to overcome. Like this trust thing is not so easy, and in Argentina, people I trust each other. We trust each other, but maybe it's a little bit more difficult, and we have to overcome that. And that's our main, what's the word for that? Like
hurdle.
Yeah. Okay. So we will expand it to all Argentina, see how it works, and then our next steps will be Colombia, will be Chile, will be Uruguay. We have many things going on. Brazil in the future, but I prefer like for the same stage. You know?
Yeah. So why would some, or why would a renter want to use your company versus like a big corporation?
Okay, so there are many benefits. One of them is that we will be in many, many locations. There will be an owner that maybe or probably is like three blocks away from me. And that's great for many, even companies, not only people that just wanted to rent a car from a neighbor, which is marvelous. Also companies that need like a substitute car, let's say an insurance company, they need a car in a very far away neighborhood. And car rental don't have locations there. That's in Argentina, they just have like in the center, like main spots, and that's it. So we offer like many locations coverage. We offer like a wide variety of vehicles. Generally, car rentals have, the basics of the cars. We will offer, like, as there are many owners, from a Mercedes to a Chevrolet to whatever you can think about that is under 8 years old will be there, and that's great. And also the price, of course. Structure, the people that rent there, they don't have to maintain structure, and probably will be with a lower price, and that's the market to determine, but it's important also.
Okay, so what is your like financial plan?
Okay, so one of the things we're doing here is to find investors, but currently we do have some angel investors putting money on us, and we have like, let's say for the next 6 months we are covered. But to make a real and big expansion, we need some additional financial services. No, it's like help, whatever. Uh-huh. Okay, so what we need. Yeah, and we are even getting together with the government that is giving us some financial resources in the future to make an app, which currently we don't have, and we will develop it. We will develop it in 1 or 2 months. So yeah.
Would you, I mean, as like as someone who's like lending their car, would you as the company take like a portion of like their income of that as well?
Yeah, what we take is a commission, and we also charge for the insurance per day, let's say. Okay. So yeah, that's all in a package. The insurance is actually paid by the driver, but we charge it from the, because it's a service we offer to the owners in theory. Right. But yeah, that's it. It's the same. So they get the commission plus the coverage, the insurance coverage. Yeah.
And you guys are live in Argentina.
We are live. Yeah. Clubcars.com.
And not yet in like US or anything, right?
No, we're not in the U.S. and we're not planning to come to the U.S.
Okay.
It has to do maybe, I mean, we're competing with Turo.
Then it's a different insurance company and everything as well. That was my question.
Of course.
It's a lot of other tape you'd have to get through. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Definitely.
I like it.
Yeah, this is a really good idea. Do you know like how like the prices range for like, or like your recommended?
Yeah, of course. Actually, we have like a big database that has like every value for every year for every type of car.
Oh, wow.
So it's like,
so you get really specific. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. But in Argentina, rental prices are higher. In part of that is because cars are much more expensive than here.
Right.
So let's say in a rental company in Argentina, you can rent like a medium car. For about $50 per day, we can offer like it's about 20% or 20% below that. That would be the average.
I like it.
I like it. This is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, if our viewers wanted to find out more about Clap Cars, where can they go and what can they do?
Well, we have Facebook page. We have our website, which is www.clapcars.com. They can get there. We have Instagram. They can just call us. We have WhatsApp. We like to WhatsApp and see what people tell us about. It's like, yeah, we're passionate about this, so we have no problem. Please tell us the problems you see, the solutions you need. We'll be happy to hear about that. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for speaking with us about this.
Thank you.
It was very nice to meet you. Thank you.
Nice to meet you, too. Right. I hope you have a great rest of your conference.
Thank you.